holds Rebbe Lezer why it's possible. Rebbe Shua holds no, it's machshir, he doesn't know from the svara. Rashi says Rebbe Shua machshir, so holds zvachim, she does zvachim, stole the shemon ksherim. He doesn't know any carbon, even though you shecht it for another carbon, it's still kosher. Chutz mi pesach b'chatis. Only the carbon pesach and the carbon chatis has the halachis that if you shecht it stole the shemoi, it becomes possible. So the kitzes of machlekes Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua. If you shecht on erev pesach, you have a carbon shlomim, and you shecht l'shem pesach, does the carbon become possible or not? Yeah. So more stuff like this. Taimoi, Rebbe Shua Machshim. Taimoi bizmanai. When is there psul now? When is the machlokes? Only bizman erev pesach. If on erev pesach, when now is the time to bring a korban pesach, you shech now a korban shlomim, and you think right now the shlomim should be l'shem pesach, then we say it's posul. Tzadik though, hoshloi bizmanai. The rest of the year though, when it's not erev pesach, if you bring in a shlomim now, and b'shas the shchita, you have in mind there should be a korban pesach, is kosher. The korban is not possible. It's even Rebbe Yeshua, even Rebbe Lezer also be kosher there. But Rebbe Lezer only says it's possible if you do it on erev pesach. But the rest of the year it's kosher. It's the kasha of Yamai. Now this is going to be a kasha back to Rav Chizda before. We said before Rav Chizda said the sora from Hoyel. If something would happen, it would be kosher if it's considered kosher now. But that was Rav Chizda's sora before. That if you shech the korban pesach for an arul, it's possible. Even though an arul can't bring a korban pesach, but we said if he would make a bris milah to himself, he would become roi, so it's considered like that person is roi, could bring the korban right now. That was Rav Chizda's sora we had before. So now, we're going to ask the kasha on Rav Chizda. According to Rav Chizda, why here do we say it's kosher? V'yamai, neima, let's say here also, about if you bring this carbon shlomim on Erev Pesach, and right now on Erev Pesach, you would think to do it l'shem Pesach, you're saying the shlomim is possum. Even though today is not Erev Pesach, it's a different time of the year. But nami poisel, it should also be possum. It's according to Rav Chizda that you say hoyel if it would happen. Let's see here also, if you would do it on Erev Pesach, it would be possible. So no matter what time of the year you do it, it should also be possible. If you tell me this far from if you do it on Erev Pesach, it's possible. So the whole year round also it should be possible, because just like on Erev Pesach it's possible, so the whole year should be possible. Yes, more answers. Amar Papa here is different. Shani Hosam, the Yom HaKruah, the Pesach says, V'yamartem Zevach Pesachu. The Pesach says, well, this is a Korban Pesach, who would remain the Korban Pesach? V'dashin hu v'yavi yosin. The Korban Pesach is only kosher if you think l'shem Korban Pesach. Of loy hu l'shum acherim. But if you think of a Korban Pesach to be another Korban, it's possible. That's loy hu l'shum acherim. You can't bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach and think this should be a shlomim. This should be an oilah. The locher is, it's possible. It's a shino kodesh by Pesach is possible. For lo yacherim lishmoi. And you can't think other karbonis of a korban oilah or a korban shlomim on Erev Pesach. You can't bring a l'shem korban Pesach. If you bring an oilah l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach, it's possible. Now the diik is bizmanoi dafka on Erev Pesach shu possible l'shem acherim. Then the halacha reads, when you bring your korban pesach on erev pesach bizmanoi, if now you think this korban should be a shlomim, the korban is possible, because right now it's supposed to be a korban pesach. If you bring it now for shlomim, the halacha is possible. So I tell you who adin acherim psulim l'shmoi. The same thing we're saying a chiddush now according to Rebbe Lezer, that if you have other kabonis that you think to make it into a korban pesach, it also becomes possible. But when dafka bizmanoi, because then it's possible. A korban pesach, ma'ashen ken shloy bizmanoi. Well, we're not talking about erev pesach. The rest of the year, shu kosher l'shum acherim. Then it's just the opposite. A korban pesach itself, the rest of the year, if you shechted l'shem pesach, it's possible. But if you shechted l'shem acherim, you shechted l'shem a korban shlomim, it becomes kosher. You say wadin acherim. The same thing when you have other korbanos, a korban oila, that you shechted the korban oila l'shem a korban pesach is k'sherim l'shmoi. That if you shecht it on the rest of the year, avada should be kosher. So there's no kasher here. Here you can't say hoyol if on erev pesach it's possible, the rest of the year should be possible. No, it's not worse than the korban pesach itself. the Korban Pesach itself, only on Erev Pesach, that's when we say it's possible. If you shechted Shalei L'shmo L'shem Shlomim. But the rest of the year, if you shecht L'shem Shlomim, becomes kosher. So Adin, another Korban, that you shecht L'shem Korban Pesach, has the same halacha. It's only possible on Erev Pesach, but the rest of the year, it's kosher. More Rav Simloi also l'kaim with Rav Yechin. Rav Simloi came in front of Rav Yechin. Omalei told him, Nistili mar sefer Yuchsin. Please teach me the halachas of Yuchsin. Rashi says that's the Mishnayis of Sefer Divrei Hayamim. The Divrei Hayamim talks about all the Yuchsin of different people, a Kayin, a Yisrael, a Levi, who you could marry, and Pashat is a home, there's no Perik, and I saw a Yuchsin about at the end of Masechet Kedushin, the very Shver halachas, about who you're allowed to marry, who not. So he asked them, please teach me these halachas. Omalem Hechanat, so he asked them, where do you come from? So Reb Simloi asked Reb Yechin. So Reb Yechin wanted to be matzal, like push him away. So Reb Yechin asked him, where do you come from? Omalei Milud, I was born in Lud. Reichim Moisvicha, where do you live though now? Min Adoy, I live now in Adoy. So Omalei Reb Yechin told him back, Ein Nidoinin, Lola Ludim, Lola Nadoyim. I don't teach these halachis to people that come from Lud, and I don't teach them to people that come from Nadoy Yidam. V'chol Shechein Dat, and of course you, the Milud, or Moisvicha Min Adoy, you are both Chesroinists. You were born in Lud, and you come from this place, from Nadoi, I'm not going to teach you these halachas. I called upon him kafir. So he didn't take this for an answer, Reb Simloi. He forced him and said, please teach me. V'yatzi, okay. Omalei, so finally Reb Yechid was masking to sit down and teach him these halachas about Divrei Yomim, about Sefer Yuchsin. So Omalei, Reb Simloi got up and told him, Nisnayna begim yachi. I'm only giving you 3 months to teach it to me, that's all. You don't think I'm going to sit here the rest of my life. I'm only going to sit here 3 months. Do a good job. Shoko kola paskebe. He took like something and hit it, like an angry, make a noise. Omalei, that's impossible to teach it to you in 3 months. I'll bring you a raya. Oma bruya, deve sud rameya. Madach this lady bruya, which was Rameya's wife, the famous bruya. Bratet rachnina ben tradin. She was the daughter of rachnina ben tradin. De tanya tlosa meya shmaitato. She learned 300 alochis. Biyoimin one day. Megimu meya ravsa. From 300 different rebellion. Every day, or call upon him, she used to learn 300 different halachas every day from 300 different rebellion. Fiafiluachi still, loyotzi de chavosa betlos deshonin. When she sat down to learn this sefer Yuchsin, after learning it for 3 years, she didn't know it well. So you see, it took her 3 years to learn it. How do you expect to learn it in 3 months? Viata mata betlos deyachi. You're telling me now in 3 months I should teach it to you. No, the kids say kishok of yos when they're walking away. Omalei, Rebbe, ma ben so good. So I didn't teach him the lochis. Well, I call upon him. He asked him another locha. Omalei, Rebbe, ma ben l'shmoi v'shtol l'shmoi. What's the difference if you think about l'shmoi and shlo l'shmoi? In other words, that the korban you're doing korban shlomim now, or korban pesach. If you think the korban pesach should be done l'shem pesach, but also shlo l'shmoi, you also think it should be done l'shem shlomim. The locher is the korban is possible we had before. Lishmoy and shlo lishmoy, a korban pesach is possible. And loichlov, shlo loichlov, that's kosher. If you think for 10 people, 5 of them could eat, 5 of them can eat, the korban is still kosher. Is what's the difference between machshavis? Loichlov and shlo loichlov, we're lishmoy and shlo lishmoy. That's what Rav Simloi yes Rav Yechidim. Omalei, he answered back, Hoyo v'tzum rabbonanat, since you're a young rabbonim, is tov yem l'chol, I'll tell you why. I'll give you the answer. Lishmoy v'shler lishmoy is tzula v'gufay. When you b'shash, you make it a korban pesach itself. B'shash shchita. You think now this shchita should be done l'shem korban pesach, and then right away you also think it should be done l'shem mishlamin. That the Mishnah says is possible. It was a shayla in the Gemara. Is it talking about one avoid, b'shash shchita, he had both machshavis? Or else, no, it's talking about Shechita and then Kabbalah. Two different avodas. But I call upon him there for sure it's possible, because the Machshav, when you're thinking that this Korban should be done L'shem Shlomim, that's absolutely the Korban itself. You're like changing the Kedusha of the Korban itself. So even a little bit of the Korban that becomes possible, the Korban is possible. Ma'ashenkin Leichlov Shtei Leichlov. Ein Psul of the Gufay. There's no Psul the Guf of the Korban itself. The Korban Pesach is still kosher. What was wrong? That you thought the wrong people should eat it. You thought now that that this korban should be mechapa for which person? For a person that can't eat it. But I call upon him, since there are some people that could eat it, it's not so gefelik, it's kosher. Because here it's not absol begufay. That's one difference. I'll tell you now another difference. Lishmoy v'shtar lishmoy, iyef shlobar risuroi. You can't be mavar. You can't check out which part of the korban is posel. When you say l'shmer l'shem korban pesach and not l'shem korban pesach, l'maisa part of it is posel. We don't know which part, so that part always stays there. Ma'ashen kem li'oichlov v'shter lo'ichlov. Even though right now you're thinking that you want this korban to be for people that can't eat, of a still efshel avari suri, it's still possible to know. What do you have? 10 people here. These 5 people could eat. These 5 people can't eat. So as if we're saying this korban now, even though you're thinking about those 5 people, forget about those 5 people though. We have other 5 people that could eat, and this korban is kosher for those 5 people. So let's look at it as if this korban is only aiming for that 5 people. So Mele, here you can mavayri surai. You can explain yourself that even though you said those 5 people, you don't really mean them, like they're not here. We're going to use only these 5 people that are kosher. That's Rashi's second shot, that you could be oiku like your first machshavim. Even though you thought you'd give it to the people that can eat, but then you could change your mind and you'll give it to the people that could eat. So that's another difference. Now he's saying a few more differences. Lishmoy b'shto lishmoy, when you think about a korban pesach and a korban shlomim, yeshtem medal avoidis. This psul is chal any time during shchita, during kabbalah, during halacha, during zrika. Any one of the 4 avoidis. That if you think that you want to make the korban for a person that can't eat it, ain't be arba avoidis. It's not nogei to all arba avoidis, only b'shashchita. Like the apostle said before, lafi ochlof techaisum. It's only, the achila is only chal b'shashchita. So it's only a machshav that's chal b'shashchita, that's why this machshav will make it. Vaita, lishmoy b'shtol lishmoy yeshna b'tzibur, kibiyochid. This psul that you think for the wrong korban, it's nogei to korban tzibur. You're supposed to bring a seer, a chatis for korban tzibur, and you think to bring it for shlomim, it's posel. Ma'ashenkein l'oichlov, shter l'oichlov, eina b'tzibur kibiyochid. This psul that you bring in the korban, amanas, people that can't eat should have it, it's only posel by korban pesach. But you all know the korban is no such psul. Even if you can't eat the meat, so what? The korban is still kosher. The only time you have to eat the meat is only by korban pesach. That's with the kuvel. So this psul is only negated to korban yochid like a korban pesach. Ma'ashenke the psul of shinu kodesh l'shmoy and shvel l'shmoy, that's negated to all korbanos, even by korban tzibur. So that's why there are a lot of differences between the 2 halachas. That's why if you think a little bit about shlomim, even though you also thought about a korban pesach, it's possible. But if you think a little bit about oichlim and a little bit about shvel oichlov, the korban is kosher, because that's not such a bad machshava for these 4 differences. So my Rav Ashi Yama, that you say that all these differences, the first 2 are the same thing. Psula v'gufay, that you say that if you think that this korban pesach should be for shlomim, that's a big psul, because it's chal in the korban itself. You like changing the kedusha of the korban itself, the guf of the korban itself. V'yesh l'vari suri, then you also said once you made l'shem shlomim, you can't tell which part of the korban is posul, which not. Zokte chode milsi, these 2 sfaras are the same thing. The my time of psula begufay. Why do you say there's a milo in a psula in the guf of the korban? The chura, it's not really anything wrong with the korban itself. It's only you thought. It's your machshava b'shash shchita. You did a good shchita. Just you thought b'shash shchita. You want this korban to help for a korban shlamim. So it's only a machshava. So what's the chesaron? Why is it called a psula begufay? The teretz is mishum the yesh davari surim, because the paslus is chal in the korban, and you can't tell which part of the korban is posel, which part of the korban is kosher. So since you can't tell which yes, which not, that's the milah. That's why it's such a chomedik apsul. So it's like one thing. The reason why l'shmo and shlo l'shmo is so chomer is because once the paslis is chal in the korban, you can't get it out. You don't know which part it's chal. It always stays there. That's called psul begufay. Good. Omar Rami bar Rav Yuda. Omar Rav. At the time when the Chomim hid, took away Sefer Yuchsin. So Rashi says Nignas doesn't really mean they hid it, but rather Nishtakach. They forgot about it. They forgot how to learn it. It is Toshas Koyach and Shechachomim. The Chomim felt very bad. Rashi says they lost the Koyach. Why? Shenignas Mem, time may Torah show you both. Like they forgot their Lochis. There are a lot of Lochis in Sefer Divrei Yomim. All the Yochas Yuchsin, they like forgot. And they pushed, lost their eyesight, they couldn't see so well anymore. They lost their Torah, they lost their light. There's one passage in Divrei Yomim that talks about Otzel, and then a few words later it says again Otzel. It's the name of a person. Rashi says, Meyotzel Yotzel, Shnei Mikroyes Heim, Oparsha Gedele Beneim, Ol Yotzel Shisha Bonim, he had six kids, Vekachosha Vyotzel Abonim, Vesefa the Pashosa Eilu Bnei Otzel. So in between, from the one word Otzel to the next word Otzel, Teina Dalid Meya Gamli de Drosha. You needed 400 camels to carry all this swarm of drushes we can make about that psukim. And that's how much halacha they had, what was Negeit Uchas Yuchsin. In this one little parsha there, from these few psukim, in how many halachas and chedushim they had, they had enough of 400 camels to be stacked high with svarim all about the chedushim, about those psukim. And later that they lost him, these halachas we don't have. Right. Tanya Acherim Oyim. The Acherim is a brisa, usually Acherim means Rav Meir. Rav Meir says like this. Hikdim appears like this. Hikdim mulum narelim. Heis peshash shchita. You think right now the shchita of the Korban Pesach should be done for mulim, for people that have bris milah, and then you think larelim. Then you also think, no, the shchita of the Korban Pesach should be done for these people that are oral. The locher is kosher. Mashenken arelim lemulim. Let's say first you've thought about that this Korban Pesach is shechting it now, it should be good for an oral. And then you think it should also be good for mulim, the locher is possible. In this case, it's possible. For the Gemara Maishino, what's Pshan Nacherim? What's Pshan Rameya? Why should that be? Maishino Mulim Larelim. The Kosher, why do you say you had both Machshavis? First, you thought the Korban should be a Shchita for good, for the people that have a Bris Milah. And then you thought for the people that don't have a Bris Milah, it's Kosher. Why? To Kula or Labinim. Because the only time a Korban Pesach is possible, if you only thought about an Oral. But once you think about both, it's Kosher. For Lekka, and here that you're thinking about both of them, it's Kosher. So the Sefer should be the same way. Arelim lemulim. Let's say first you thought that this korban should be for an oral. And then you thought it should also be for mulim. Nami, it should also be kosher. Because kula or labina v'leka. It's only possible if you only thought about an oral. But here you're thinking about both. About an oral and about mulim. So what's the difference? Which word you said first? Whether first you said l'oral and then lemulim, that's possible. Or whether first you said lemulim and then arelim, that's possible. That's kosher. What's the difference? So Mar wants to say, Leimel Kasavi Acherim, the Chori has to say that Acherim Ramei holds like this. Eino l'shchit ela b'soif. This is the machlokes in the Gemara in Chulin, that when you shecht an animal, when is the heter, when is the shchit to take place? One man Yama says it starts at the beginning of shechting, and it ends when you finish the two simonim. Another man Yama says no. While you're shechting the two simonim, it's not even called a shchita. There's no halachas chal yet. It's only chal after you finish the shchita. Eino l'shchit ela b'soif. The halach is that when you can have a machshava to pass the korban b'shas shchita, it's only chal the machshava the last second of the shchita. At the end of the shchita, that's when it's chal the halachas of the shchita. Uki the Rava, and we also hold like Rava says, the yomar Rava adayin hi machlokes, that Rava said is still a machlokes, whether you say tofas loshen rishon or not. There is a machlokes when you say two diburim, something first, something second. Do we say, listen to the second one also, and he was like Chayzer from the first thing, or we say, no, what he said first, that's what he meant, and that's what's Chal. The second thing is not Chal. So that's what we're going now, that the Shechita, the whole Halachas are only Chal at the end of the Shechita. So the last second, you can only have one thought then. So it goes like this, Hilkach. Hikdim mulim narelim, if the first thought that he said was, I want this Shechita to be for the mulim, for the people that are gemalta. And then he said, la relim is a locha that's chal. Mulim chayli, the korban is kosher, because since only one machshava could be chal, because the old shchita is only chal at the end of the shchita. End of the shchita el lipsoif. So the last second is only enough time to have one machshava. The first machshava. So the first machshava counts. So since the first machshava he had was, le mulim is taka kosher. The mulim is chayli, arelim is chayli. That that you said a second machshava, you want it to also be for an oral, is takanat chal on him. Mashenken the other way, hikdim arelim lemulim. If first you said an oral, and then you said for mulim, people have a bris milah, is arelim chayli. Since at the end of the shchita only one machshava could be chal, it's chal the machshava that you thought for an oral, that one's chal, memela the korban is possible, and mulim lechayli. Ah, you thought of another machshava later that this korban should also be good for the people that have a bris milah. It's too late though. It's after the shchita already. That machshava doesn't help. So that's the way the Gemara wants to answer. That's pshat nacherim. Omar Rabba, Rabba says no, that can't be pshat. Or some say Omar Rabba, some say loy. Liyor lematayik safri yacherim yesh l'shchitim chilud yatsoif. It could be that Vada Rav Meir holds no that b'shas you make a shechita, you could have a few machshavas there. Because the shechita starts as soon as you start the shecht, cut the simonim, and it doesn't end until you finish the two simonim. So there's a while in between, so that you could have two machshavas. Then it's a kasha then. If you have both machshavas here, so you're thinking about mulim and arelim, why is the puzzle? Even if you think first for arelim, but then you thought about the mulim, it should be kosher. So words like this. The Yochav HaMayaskin, know what we're talking about here. In his mind, when he said it, he sought to do both. He wanted to make the shechita l'shem an orum and l'shem the mulim. So really, in his mind, it should have been a kosher shechita, because when you think about these two people, about an orum, the people don't have a bris milah, and the people do have a bris milah, the lachar is kosher. So if you go bosa what he thought, the korban should be kosher. But the chesaron was like this. He thought in his mind that he wants the shechita to be for both of them. But the chesaron was, he only spoke out of his mouth, he only said l'oro. That's all he said. And he did not say the word l'mulim at all. Until he finished all shechita. That's what the acherim are talking about. So So the whole shechita was done when he spoke out of his mouth only one machshava. He only said, I'm only shechting this carbon only for the arelim. So that's the machloek you see him. Of all pligi, the Rav Meir, which is this acherim, saying this chiddush shavar, loy bin and piv li b'shavim. You don't have to have your piv, your mouth, and what you think to be equal, to be the same. Because here, even though you only spoke out arelim, but that wasn't in your mind though. In your mind, you didn't want to make this korban puzzle. You didn't want to just do it l'shem d'arelim. In your mind, your thoughts are both. In your mind, you want to do it for the oral and for the mulim. So if you go bosa liboy, it should be kosher. Even though piv only said arelim. So that's the kosher. When you say something out in your mouth, but in your mind you mean something else, couldn't we listen to what your mouth said, and that could be chal or no? When somebody says something, there's always a klal alochit like that. You have to have piv liboy shavim. What you speak out of your mouth, if in your mind you mean something else, it's not called anything. A neder is not chal, kachim is not chal. You always have to speak out a diba means, that's goma beliboy. That's what you meant to say. But the other meaning is that Rameho is not like that. So Rameho Savar, I'll tell you, loy vinon, piv liba shavim. You don't have to have two shavis. Therefore, when you spoke out of your mouth, la relim, it's taka chal apostles. Because all you spoke out was you want this korban pesach to be for these people that don't have a bris milah, so that makes the korban puzzle. For rabbanim, the people that din zachon these acherim savri, no, being on piv liba shavim. Whenever you say something, if it's not what that's in your mind, it doesn't mean anything what you said. So even though you spoke out to say you want this korban pesach to be the shechita should be for these oral, but since in your mind you meant for the mulam also, so that you spoke out doesn't mean anything. That can't pass to the korban. That's the machlekes. Shred the Gemara, is that true? Uksava Rameya, is it true that Rameya holds the Acherim, that Lay Bina Piv Liba Shavin? You do not have to have your Piv and your Lay Shavin, is that true? That if you say something and you mean something else, still we go after what you say? Is that true? Reminu Avakasha, Hamiskavin Lay Matruma. Somebody has these pears here, it's Tevil now, and he wants to take off Truma. And he says, this apple should be Truma. The Yoma Meiser, and instead of saying Truma, what he thought, he said Meiser. This apple should be Meiser. Or else the opposite way. Meiser. Really, he thought he wanted to make Meiser. He already took off Truma Gedolim. Or else before, he wants to take Meiser first. But he's thinking now to say Meiser. The Yoma Truma, and by mistake, it slipped out of his mouth the word Truma. Oy, she'enoy, nichnas labayizim. He makes a neder. I'm not going to go ashru. I'm not going to go into this house. The Yoma Lazer, he meant to ask himself from Reuven's house. And by mistake, he said, I'm not going to go into Shimon's house. Shani neder is it. I'm making a neder. I won't have any enough on this piece of bread. And he meant the black piece of bread. The Yomel Azim, by mistake, he said the white piece of bread. The kids, he spoke out something that's not what he meant in his mind. What's the lochum? Lo yom aklum, a Farish Mishnah in Trumas, that nothing is chal. Achie piv liba shavim. Any time like Truma, or by neder or shvua, it's only chal if you speak something out in your mouth. You have to say Arezu Truma. So what's called a Dibur? What's called something that can make something Michal? If that's what you meant in your mind. But if your mind, you're thinking about something, you're thinking about Meiser. But your pair, just without thought, comes out to say Truma, Stakanat Chal. There's a Stam Mishnah. And the Kashri, the Stam Mishnah is Rameya. And this Acherim is also Rameya. So you can't say Pshan Acherim Rameya is, He holds you don't need piv liba shovim. There's enough in the Mishnah that every time a piv, what you say, means something only, if that's what you mean in your mind also. Say alorm rabbi, Abaye gives the Torah like this. Rei shatei di yomar simin rishin lamulin. By shchiti you have to shef the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, the veshet and the konim. So I'll tell you, the yomar simin rishin lamulin. Bashashi shechted the first simon, he thought, lemulin. The simon sheni afla relim. When he thought about the second simon, then he thought also for the relim. The simon sheni nami psiche be mulin. Because in the second simon, he also thought about mulin. He said, afla relim. That's why it's kosher. Mashen came safer. When do we say it's no good? No good. The yomar simon rishon la relim. The first simon, when he cut the corner first, he only thought la relim. He didn't think about the people that have a bris milah. He only thought about their relim. B'shas he cut b'shas shchita the first simin. Mashenkein simin sheni. When he came to shech the second simin, then he said lamulim. He had a mind then to make for the people that have a bris milah also. So the shaila is the b'simin rishon holav sticha be'mulim. But when he made the first shchita on the first simin, he did not think about the mulim at all. So he was thinking what he said. He said la relim. And he only meant that the first simon, the shchita should be for the relim. This is the machlokes. Remeya l'taimei, the yomah mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Remeya says, a chatzi matir means l'moshe by shchita. What's called the matir of shchita? The whole shchita. Let's say you only shecht one simon with the machshava spigel. Remeya says, yes, it's chal pigel. Even though you only think about one simon, one matir, it's chal the psu pigel. So you see, according to Remeya, one matir, one simon means something. Here also, about by the first simon, you're only thinking about the arelim, no mulim at all. That's why it's possible. For Rabban Latamayu, the Yamri ain't mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Rabban hold no, there's no such yisoid. You can't make a pigul b'chatzi matir. In other words, when you make a shchita, it's one thing. You have to have a machshava throughout the whole shchita. If you only think something through the first simon, that doesn't mean anything. You have to have that thought throughout the whole two simonim. Here also, even though when you shecht the first simon, you had in mind only for the arelim, but that's not possible. You know why? Because right away, b'shach the second shchita, you thought for the mulim. So you have to look at both simonim together. Both simonim together, who are you thinking about? Both of them, for the arelim and for the mulim. That's why it's kosher. But according to Rameya Shita, and that's the Sacherim, he holds no. He holds you could be mafaga b'chati matur. Medivah b'shach shchita of one simon, it's not going to mean something. So here, b'shach the first shchita on the first simon, you only thought for the arelim, those are psulim, they're not worth the korban pesach, and echnam in the korban takas posel. Stop here.